This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. It's the Cotton Market Weekly presented by Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, Federal Reserve reiterating their commitment to accommodative policy on Wednesday. That statement loosened some language about bond buying to make sure the market got the message. U.S. dollar reacted, given the promise of continuing supply. And as we watch that dollar, we also have to watch exports. Higher prices did not deter continuing sales of U.S. cotton to mills over the past week. Exporters able to book another 421,000 bales of net new upland sales, 7,500 bales of Pima cotton. China, the biggest buyer, over 225,000 bales. Pakistan had over 93,000. Vietnam, 35,000. Sales continue to be fulfilled at a record-setting pace. You combine the upland and the Pima shipments so far, nearly 275,000 bales, leaves accumulated exports at 5 million bales so far. It's the highest level ever for this point in the marketing year. What's ahead? Well, the holidays are ahead. We'll watch and see how the markets react with that. Learn more online at PCCA.com. That's PCCA.com. I'm Tony St. James.